Welcome back to Spirit Squared. I'm Andrew Darrington, your host. Tonight we come to you from Tyler, Texas. We're here at Truvine Brewery. We're in a little different area than we normally come to you from. They moved us here to the front. They have some trivia action that's happening in the brew room. So we're here in the little air conditioning, which we appreciate Ryan and Tracy letting us come up here and have this podcast with our guests. But before we get started, I want to appreciate our sponsors. We've got Red Construction, Rex Consulting, The Vault, Humidor, Stanley's Barbecue, who Heather kind of put us together here, Hoot and Holler Package Beverage down in Gun Barrel City, Goosehead Insurance with Ray Puckett, Truvine, which we're here tonight, and our newest sponsor, Texas State of Mind Coffee, which Blake was so nice to get me a couple of these, and I'm going to give this as our guest.
Thank you so much.
Yes. All of our guests will receive one of those packages for coming on to the podcast. Texas State of Mind is the official coffee of Texas. A lot of people don't know that.
It is delicious.
It is available at Fresh, at a lot of Kroger's in DFW and the rest of Texas, and Specs, and also at the Visitor Center.
It is downtown.
In downtown Tyler. And without further ado, that's a nice segue. We've got Lindsay Durr, who's the director of the Heart of Tyler in downtown Tyler.
Yep.
Right? And so thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, appreciate it.
For having me.
Yeah.
I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to kind of share about Heart of Tyler and all that it does and all the amazing things that are happening downtown. Some of them are a little painful at the moment, but it's going to be well worth it in the end. So,
yeah. Well, before we get started there, your background is in education.
It is.
Yeah, and we've talked about it before the podcast. We have some ties. Like, my mom was in pre-K education and kindergarten education. So I grew up around five-year-olds pretty much my whole life, which is, I think, the greatest age of all, because they're very truthful.
Very.
Somewhat. But I mean, you not only were you just an educator, but you also an educator for other educators, right?
Yes, yes. I was an instructional coach. So I started my career in kindergarten. Actually, Winston-Salem, North Carolina. My husband and I got married and we moved to North Carolina for him to go to the law school. And he taught kindergarten and first grade at a great school there. And I loved it. And then we moved back to Texas. I was in Houston and then taught kindergarten at a private school with the Kincaid School in Houston. And then my husband's job brought us here to Tyler. We never expected to be here. Actually, the first time when he came to interview and then he was like, I got the job. So let's go to Tyler and start looking for houses. And my friends in Houston were like, I'm pretty sure there's only like two spots, stoplights there.
Right.
Wait, Ross, where are you taking me? But we came and I saw they had a Target and some restaurants that I was familiar with. So we were good. So that was in 2013. And when we came, I worked for Tyler ISD. I was an instructional coach. So I would train teachers. I put together professional development conferences. And then my last position in Tyler, I was a mentor. I ran the mentor program for Tyler ISD, which was so rewarding. And I got to work with pre-K teachers all the way through high school teachers and special education teachers and the whole gamut. So that was a lot of fun. Then life took us actually home, which is Austin.
Yeah.
So we had the opportunity to go.
Like Travis?
Yes. Yeah. We went home to Austin in 2018. We had a three-year-old at the time, and we thought, we're going home. We're going to be in our family, and we'll never leave. So we kind of said goodbye to Tyler. And I was an instructional coach in Lake Travis. And my last year there, I was actually a middle school AP, which during COVID, that was a job.
Right.
But yes, so we did that. And after 3 years there, my husband and I kind of looked at each other and thought, what are we doing? Like, we're spending our lives in the car. We have two little kids at this point. Yeah. We had a five-year-old and a one-year-old. And we really missed Tyler. And so, yeah, that kind of led the conversation of like, well, why don't we just go back? So we did. We came back in 2021, and I've told Ross we are never leaving.
Oh, right.
Ever again. Yeah.
Awesome.
Like, sorry, we're stuck. We're here.
Yeah.
We love it so much.
Yeah. So since you've been back, you're pretty involved in a lot of the nonprofits.
Yes.
Here locally. East Texas Food Bank.
Yes.
We Tyler Junior League.
Yes. And Historic Tyler is another one that we work with a lot. And of course, Heart of Tyler.
Yeah.
I was a member of the Junior League of Tyler before we moved back to Austin. And then I was a member in Austin. And so when we came back, that was an easy automatic, I'm going to get involved. It's an incredible group of women who are doing amazing things in our community. So that's, besides Heart of Tyler, Junior League of Tyler is.
What was it about? What, was there something in your background that kind of gave you that drive to want to do something for nonprofits? Because it seems like it's a unique type of framework that gets you into that. So it's maybe like a family member, or maybe like a mentor, or somebody who, or maybe it's your spouse that kind of was like, hey, this is the way I was raised. It pushed you into that.
Kind of a little bit of all of those things.
Okay.
My parents were always super involved in our community, whether it be we went to a private school and they were on the board and super involved in all of those things. So they set that example. And then my husband's family the same way. And so the incredible thing about Tyler is there are so many, as you know, so many awesome nonprofits that are doing incredible work.
It's a very giving area.
It is.
Probably one of the most giving areas
truly,
that I've ever been
truly.
Around at all.
Yes. And it's remarkable. It's one of the things that we love the most about Tyler and something that we miss. Austin is wonderful, but it's... And there are very giving people there. It's harder to get connected and plugged into those things, I think, sometimes than it is here. So I knew, you know, and with Junior League, probably initially it was selfish that I joined, right? Because it's a way that you can get connected. Mm-hmm. You can see the good things that are happening in the community and be involved. But also you get to meet a lot of people from a lot of different walks of life and different career paths. And being in education, you know, naturally, and I'm sure your mom's best friends are educators, right? Because you of eat, sleep, and breathe education. And so I wanted to do something that was kind of outside of that. And I wanted an opportunity to serve, because as an educator, you're serving all day, every day. But I wanted to be able to serve in other ways, in other aspects of our community. So that was probably the initial reason why I joined. And it's become even so much more.
Right.
And truly is one of the reasons that I'm in the role in Heart of Tyler, I would say. I was able to grow as a leader and learn about nonprofits, learn about fundraising, learn about graphic design. I'm not a graphic designer, but actually when I was in Austin, one of my committees was doing all of the signage and graphic design work for a Christmas affair, which is like their mistletoe and magic. And so I got to grow and develop in those ways that were outside of my everyday. And when we moved back, I actually was home with my kiddos for, 2021 to October 2024. So about 3 years, I was home with them. We had a third in there, and she was about 6 months old. And one of my good friends, Caitlin Schultz from Junior League, she has always been really involved in Heart of Tyler and posted that they were looking for someone part-time. And I wasn't really looking for anything, but sent it to my husband. I was like, you know,
this could be
this
good.
Feels like it could be a good fit. And it was one of those, it had to be the right thing if I was going to apply for something. And so he said, throw your name in that, see what happens. And now here I am. And I've gotten to do all those things I've mentioned, fundraising, event planning, graphic design, just talking with people and building relationships. And that's something that I love. So
And the people that are in nonprofits doing this over a couple of years, it's just a different energy.
Yes.
And it's optimism.
Yes.
And it's all, I mean, yes, there are some tough times and that type of thing, but man, they're so energetic and so optimistic. Mm-hmm. And there's a like an attraction to those type of people that you just prefer be around them.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. You get to meet, yeah, so many people who are like-minded and love our community, yeah, and are connected to different people and resources and ideas, and it's exciting.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll talk to my friends and be like, I am so excited because I have 8 bajillion ideas, mm-hmm, like flying around in my brain.
Yep.
But it's also overwhelming because you just don't really know where to start, right?
Right.
So it's like, I have all these things that I want to do, but like, what's the next right step? And I think that's probably the most challenging piece, but it's more fun than anything.
Yeah.
So
let's talk a little bit about the history of Heart of Tyler.
Yes.
Obviously, initially, the big push was by the O'Sullivans to kind of revitalize downtown Tyler.
Yes.
So let's talk about their impact. And obviously Rick comes into play at some point, but talk to us a little bit about those O'Sullivans and how they kind of kickstarted the Heart of Tyler.
Yeah, a lot of things. So the O'Sullivans, I know, worked closely with Rick back in the 90s to get Rick's renovated and up and running. And I mean, if you talk to anyone who's been in Tyler for a long time, they're like, oh yeah, the only thing downtown was Rick's. Mm-hmm. Because really, it was. And when we moved here initially in 2013, there was Don Juan,
yeah,
there was
Don
Rick's, was. There was Sports Zone.
Yep, Sports Zone, yep.
Yeah, right. Sports Zone's been there a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
Jake's was there.
Yes.
Which I do miss Jake's.
Yeah,
now, 111 is there in its place, and it's fabulous, and it still has the rooftop bar, but they're mostly open for private events. But
right.
But I think back to that time, El Lugar was across the way. My husband actually worked for Regions Bank, and he was downtown. And so we would come down a lot, mm-hmm, and kind of see, and always loved it. And we're actually involved in Heart of Tyler then and went to their black tie bingo and all of that stuff. But all that being said, in the 90s, John O'Sullivan and Rick Eltife kind of started it and just said, hey, we're going to see what happens, right? Because downtown was pretty dead. And that has kind of started, a snowball effect. About 35 years ago, a group of community leaders got together and they formed the Heart of Tyler with the goal of revitalizing the Heart of Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
Because they knew that a city is only as strong as its heart, right? So if we have a strong downtown, it's going to trickle out all over the city and impact north and south and east and west. And they had that vision 35 years ago, which is pretty incredible.
Right.
One of their first things that they did was work to get a Main Street designation. So Tyler was actually one of the first to get that designation from the state. So it's recognizing the downtown area and recognizing the importance of it. And there's 4 pillars. So it's, you know, promotion and membership and community. It's revitalization. And of course, I can't think of the 4th one.
Well, that's okay.
But anyways, and it's upkeep and beautification,
yeah,
as well.
Sure.
So really those are kind of the goals. And for the last 35 years, Heart of Tyler has been doing just that.
Mm-hmm.
They've been working alongside business owners and the city officials,
right,
to help get things done. So it's kind of taken a journey as far as they kind of merged with the city for a little bit, mm-hmm, and we're working very closely, sharing an employee. And then the last 5 or so years, there has not been an employee for Heart of Tyler, but in October of last year, I was hired, and so I'm the one and only,
right,
part-time employee,
yeah,
and get to do all the fun stuff. So, that's kind of the history in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Very
so
brief.
Let's talk about what Heart of Tyler's done then.
Yes.
You know, so there's a variety of things. There's a visitor center, right?
Yes.
And personally, I've never been in it, so shame on me.
Okay, well, you'll have to come.
I need to come and
also, yeah, that coffee is sold there, so
yes,
you can come get some.
Right.
When you're in East Texas, There's one name you have to know. Stanley's famous Pit Bar BQ in Tyler. Since 1960, Stanley's has been smoking up award-winning brisket, fall-off-the-bone ribs, and creative sandwiches like the legendary Mother Clucker. It's not just barbecue, it's an experience. Cold craft beer, over 90 whiskeys, and live music in a laid-back backyard vibe. Locals love it. Legends play here, and your taste buds will thank you. Come hungry, leave happy. Find them on Beckham Avenue or at stanleysfamous.com.
Vault Arms is your premier destination for all things firearms. Extensive selection of handguns, rifles, shotguns, and accessories. Knowledgeable staff to assist you in finding the perfect firearm to fit your needs. State-of-the-art gun range equipped with the latest technology for a safe and thrilling shooting experience. Take advantage of our professional shooting instruction and training programs suitable for all skill levels. Host your next group outing, corporate event, or bachelor party at our spacious and secure shooting facility. Committed to promoting responsible gun ownership and firearm safety. Fully licensed and compliant with all state and federal regulations.
Are you looking to optimize your drilling rig operations and maximize productivity? Look no further. Rex Consulting is here to power your drilling. With over 20 years of industry experience, our expert team provides tailored solutions that drive efficiency, safety, and profitability. From site assessments to cutting-edge technology integration, Rex Consulting is your trusted partner for land-based and offshore oil and gas drilling solutions. Ready to take your rig to the next level? Contact Rex Consulting today and send your operations to the next level in operational performance. Contact Josh Simmons at 918-637-9181. Rex Consulting, level up.
So talk to us a little bit about the Visitor Center and how Heart of Tyler is involved in the Visitor Center.
Yes. Okay. So that happened in 2020. Andy Bergfeld is also another big player downtown, right?
And he's an ex-director?
Yes. He was the president. He's the immediate past president. Yes. So he's been involved.
So you have done a little bit of homework.
But he has done a ton for downtown and things that people wouldn't even really know about, like on the square, the gardens, he would just go buy plants and redo it when he's like, it's looking rough. So he would just fix it. So anyways, he purchased People's Petroleum and Plaza Tower with Garnet Brookshire. You know, they have got Prime 102 going. Originally, it was the one from Kilgore. Jack Ryan's.
Oh, yeah, Jack Ryan.
Yeah, Jack Ryan's was there, and now it's Prime 102, which is a favorite, by the way.
Yes, Corner Bar.
Oh.
Love it.
That's where it's at. The CBCB?
Yes. You ain't got to tell me.
The best.
Yes.
But yes.
If you don't know Tyler, you got to get there.
Yes.
The CBC Burger, and you better get there early.
Yes. Well, you have
to fill out.
Yeah, you have to be there. The CBCB Burger is only in Corner Bar.
Yep.
It's only at lunch or after 8 p.m.
And it's going to be served on a paper plate.
And it's really good with an espresso martini at late night. So just FYI.
And you got to wait until after 8 or 8:30.
8 or 8:30, something like that. Yeah. That's like a hidden gem.
How do we know?
For sure.
So sorry we know that.
Great minds think alike, okay? But yes, so Garnet and Andy were working on revitalizing Plaza, along with Fitzpatrick. I mean, they have been hugely influential with everything happening downtown. They are really the vision casters, I would say, and have been. Mm-hmm. Like, they're like, hey, look what downtown could be.
Right.
What do we think? And then they just kind of go on the road and start talking about it and showing people, and then people start getting involved and things start happening.
I know this is a little bit off of, like, what we talked about, but Red Dirt has been a big deal downtown.
Yes, yes. And Heart of Tyler was actually very involved with Red Dirt. So I can't remember what year Red Dirt started, but it was always downtown.
Been over about 10 years or more.
Probably.
I think a little bit more than 10 years.
Heart of Tyler has always worked closely, and we were the ones who would help facilitate the bars.
Okay.
And making sure IDs were checked, bracelets were given, all of those things. That was a way that we kind of supported. And then Red Dirt would, in turn, give Heart of Tyler
a donation.
Yeah, for sure.
And so, yeah, it was a great partnership. This last year, we continued with Red Dirt, but they were out at the fairgrounds.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And it's definitely, it's just a different.
Yeah,
it's a different vibe. Yeah. I think it worked really well for them, but we kind of decided we're in it for downtown. So if they come back, we can get back involved again. Yeah. But yeah, that was huge because it showcased downtown. It showcased
I went there like a 6 or 7 year stint, and you'd listen to maybe a couple acts, and then maybe you'd have like one or two that come on that you're like, yeah, okay, you know, not in my lane or whatever. And then you'd go to one of the places you could walk to downtown. And so I didn't even know about really the Black Pearl until, which is a great place.
Yeah.
I didn't know really about them until we were all kind of under a tree and enjoying some of the Bergfeld, you know, foliage. And they were like, hey, you know, we want something other than a beer.
Right.
Which is, you know, they only offer like the seltzers and the beers there and the water and stuff like that. So we went to the Black Pearl. I go in there. I'm like, holy smokes. Here's these guys. They're wearing aprons. They're wearing, you know, they look the part.
Mm-hmm. They like craft cocktails.
Yeah, craft cocktails, all that stuff. And then they have raw oysters too. Mm-hmm. And I felt like I was in New Orleans. You know, it really is like
the
New Orleans.
Brick, get the yes.
And so then, and I saw other friends of mine in there as well, because you can kind of partially hear, you know, what's happening, but at the same, so like it was a built-in, just great time.
Yeah.
And I think it is a great partnership. So talk to us about the Downtown Busyness campaign.
Yes. Yeah, so that also happened in 2020. Oh, okay. I'm going to go back to the visitor center. So in 2020, the plaza and People's were all getting redone. And what they did was they turned the bottom of Plaza into all those forward-facing retail places. So we've got Andy's down there, Truvine on the Square is there, which is incredible. And Rotolo's is in Truvine on the Square. There is Crema Coffee now, which was 1948 before. And I feel like I'm in the visitor center. So when that happened, the city, Visit Tyler and Heart of Tyler all came together and decided that we were going to have some shared office space, and we wanted to have a forward-facing store. And I say we. I was not involved in those conversations at that point in time. We were in Austin, but a retail place where people could get things from Tyler, and but also the typical visitor center things, right? So the brochures and the maps and someone who's knowledgeable at the desk that if a visitor walks in, they can get that information. And so we work together to do that. So there's the visitor center. There's also Main Street Gallery, which Main Street Tyler, which is the city's downtown department, has an art gallery that's in that Plaza Tower atrium, which I like to call the living room, because anytime you go in there, there's someone, well, not during the day drinking a beer, but in the evenings drinking a beer, having ice cream with their family, studying. I mean, it really does feel like a gathering place, a living room. So there's that Main Street Gallery in there. And then behind the gallery is all of our office spaces. So I am office there. Visit Tyler staff is office there. Sports Tyler, Cindy Smoke is amazing. I don't know if you've ever talked with her.
No.
She's a good one.
Yeah.
And Liberty Hall is office back there. And me. So it's a great group of people. And it's really fun. I'm part-time. And my schedule's really flexible, but we make time to kind of all get together and have a meeting of the minds and talk about ideas and what are you doing?
Kind of that, so.
Exactly, all the things. So we can kind of support each other and So it's great. And then that Visit Tyler store is in the front. And there are local artists featured. There's books from Junior League. There's books from Historic Tyler. There are books about Earl Campbell. And Heart of Tyler has some art prints that were done by a local artist. And things for Caldwell Zoo and TJC and UT. So you can find a little bit of everything. Coffee. I mean, all kinds of great stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, because there's not a lot of retail directly on the square in that capacity. There's restaurants, there's bars, but not anywhere where you can purchase things like that. So it's a great space that you can do that.
Yeah.
So that's that. And then the busyness campaign. So
now, I'm glad you brought us back to that, because that's important.
Yes.
To know that there's not only just the offices, but also some retail space.
Yes.
I mean, stop in if you want to take a look at it. Because I'm a big fan of our zoo. I think it's very underrated.
Oh.
Very underrated.
It's an incredible zoo.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yes, there's so many great things, and it's a great place to go in the holidays, because you could put a little gift basket together You know, there's Heart of Tyler may or may not be working on some swag. So you might see some hats and magnets and things like that for downtown. And there's some great downtown shirts that Plaza Tower has put together that are real fun. But anyways, that happened in 2020, which was a big deal and a great partnership. Also in 2020, because things were shut down, Heart of Tyler did the downtown busyness campaign. And so the whole campaign was focused on, we are still busy downtown, right?
Yeah.
And so we featured people like the O'Sullivans, like Annie Gilstrap and Brian at ETX Brewing, and all the different things that were happening in the different Southside Bank and all the different busy things that were happening downtown, living, working, and playing. So that was a big focus to really, again, kind of like where we're at right now, promote downtown, let people know things are still happening, even though the world might be shut down. We're still busy. So that's one thing that happened. Another thing that they did, we worked with local artists for the Wings of Tyler. So if you're driving down Broadway, coming downtown, going north, on the right, you'll see the green painted building. And then there's these beautiful mosaic angel wings, which is something that they did in 2019. So Heart of Tyler paid for one of those sets of wings. And it's really fun. And anytime
it's two different artists, too.
Yes. Wings. Dotsa and Cassie Edmonds work together to do those, and they're incredible. And in my office, I feel so lucky, because they not only created those wings and installed them, but for each sponsor, for each wing, they did a small like replica and gave it to the organizations or the people. And so in my office, I have a small version of those, and they're so beautiful.
Yeah.
They're both incredibly talented artists who are also downtown.
Yeah,
so they're invested. Yeah,
you guys also talked to us a little bit about the Bright Lights campaign. So Bright Lights and Brick Streets. When I took a look at your website, it looked like a cleanup campaign, and it looked like a campaign to kind of refresh some of the light poles and things of that nature.
Yes. Okay. That was a big really a big volunteer push. So it was cleaning up downtown, painting all of the fire hydrants downtown, painting all of the light poles downtown, and just giving everything a little bit of a fresher look. There's a lot of research on downtown, which is not just our downtown, downtowns in general, which is interesting, and a lot of really great nonprofits that support nonprofits like us. And so we had feedback that, you know, when downtown is clean and when downtown looks fresh and new and painted and the flowers look good, people are more likely to come. They feel safer. You know, our safety doesn't change if it looks cleaner. Downtown is a very safe place.
Right.
But it gives that perception. It helps people feel that. So that was something that we did. So It was a little bit of money, but a lot of hard work from a lot of individuals.
It looked like about 40 volunteers or so, or 40 to 50.
Yeah, yeah, showing up. Another thing that we do with volunteers, we work with UT Tyler and TJC with East Texas Big Event. And so we always take a group of college students and work on cleaning up the square. And then we always go down to the Cotton Belt Depot and pick up trash all along there.
Yeah.
So that's one thing that we have every year for just kind of a general cleanup.
Yeah, cool.
Hey, podcast listeners, are you in need of some top-notch libations to elevate your next gathering? Look no further than Hoot & Holler Liquor Store in Gun Barrel City, your go-to liquor store for quality drinks. From smooth bourbons to crisp wines and everything in between, Hoot & Holler has one of the largest and most diverse selections in East Texas. Planning a special occasion? Let our experts guide you to the perfect bottle. You'll receive excellent customer service not offered in the big box chains. Visit Hoot & Holler today and let the good times flow.
Looking for your next favorite hangout in East Texas? Come experience True Vine Brewing Company, Tyler's original craft brewery. Since 2014, True Vine has been serving up award-winning beers with a laid-back, community-focused vibe. Whether you're sipping on a seasonal IPA or enjoying one of their signature brews, you'll feel right at home. With two awesome locations, the spacious Earl Campbell Parkway Tap Room and the cozy downtown square spot, there's always something going on. Live music, food trucks, and even spots for your kids and your dogs. True Vine Brewing Company. More than a brewery, it's a place to connect, unwind, and taste something truly local. Come see what's on tap at truevinebrewing.com. That's truevinebrewing.com.
The Humidor is your online cigar retailing headquarters. Our experienced staff has spent years finding some of the best cigars from around the world to sell to our customers. If you're looking for an online cigar store that can help you find your next favorite smoke, welcome to The Humidor. We began The Humidor because of our deep appreciation of the finer things in life, a good conversation with friends, an aged whiskey, and, of course, a fine smoke. That's why, in addition to selling premium cigars online, we also operate a brick-and-mortar cigar lounge in Tyler, Texas. Our lounge is crafted to provide a classic ambience with modern sensibilities, and we've spent time ensuring that smokers and non-smokers have an enjoyable experience, whether they're there for a drink with friends or to enjoy the game.
We've got two incredibly talented and beautiful breweries here in town.
Yeah, we do.
We're at one.
Yes.
But not at the downtown location.
Yes.
Talk to us a little bit about their involvement. They're very involved with community, which we're very lucky about, because you go to DFW, you have community and you have a couple different places that feel good, but not all of them are the same.
Right.
But both of them are mentioned on your website, so I know both of them are important.
Absolutely. So I believe ETX Brewing, I think it was 2017 that they opened that downtown location.
Yeah, it was pretty early.
Yes, yeah. It was a while ago. And really, I mean, like I said, it was Rick's and those places that we
went to. It was old garage.
Yeah. And so they opened that up, and they're so incredible. They have events all the time for the community. And then it's always fun. It's always a good time. So we like to piggyback on some of the events that they have. So we'll talk about our Halloween bar crawl a little bit later, but that's one thing that we're like, hey, maybe we should do this. And we really just piggybacked on the event that they're having, because it's always a good time. But I can't remember exactly what year, but one thing Heart of Tyler does is we raise funds and we put money into a pot, basically, for a revitalization grant. So this is something that we do with Main Street, which is the city's downtown department. We work together and we put money in this pot, and business owners and property owners can apply for grants for exterior improvements. So the porch, that big awning that ETX Brewing put in, that is something that they applied for that revitalization grant, and we helped offset those costs, which is such a gift to be able to go out there and
enjoy and stay people during the middle of the day.
Oh,
just
yes.
Enjoy, you know, try to get out of the heat.
Yes, absolutely.
And, you know, they bring out water and all that kind of stuff. I mean,
yep.
It's not.
Or go. Sometimes I'll go and take my computer and work and have lunch.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's nice because you can kind of watch the people walk by, and I'm a big people watcher, so
right.
I enjoy that part. But yeah, it's great, and they always have great music.
Yeah, good music and pretty good food.
Yes, it is
pretty good.
Have you ever had the cheese curds?
Yeah, of course.
Okay,
come on.
I realize that.
My wife's favorite.
Okay, yeah, the cheese curds are pretty great. Now, I have told Annie this, but my kids were really disappointed when they took the mini corn dogs.
Yeah.
All the menu. Yeah. I'm like, my kids still.
They've got a couple spicy dishes too.
That's
pretty good.
Yes, they do.
You gotta have some taste for it.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
my son worked there for a
while. Oh, really?
Yeah. So I mean, I know them from long ago. He's 25 now, so.
Okay.
He was like 18 at the time.
Oh, that's awesome.
And and then of course I've known them and you know, who else are we gonna talk about? Truvine as well.
Oh, absolutely.
I've known Ryan and Tracy. They were on our last podcast. I know Annie and Brian for a while, working with the East Texas Whiskey Club and doing a couple projects with them, getting a barrel for the area.
Mm-hmm.
And then transition that barrel to them. And letting them, you know, do their pixie dust, you know, type of special releases and stuff like that. So it's been fun getting to know them and their passions. And like you talk about, they're like not almost feel like nonprofits. Like you go and talk to them and they're it's almost like they're just like paycheck to paycheck. They're not millionaires.
No.
They're not nothing like that. They may not be thousandaires.
Yeah.
I don't know. But they act like they're grain of the earth and shirt off their backs and just great, great people.
The hardest workers.
Yes.
Ever.
Yeah. And always just attentive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, what do you need? What can I do for you? And great. Both of them have great stories, too.
Absolutely.
Great family stories.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Stories of struggle and success, mm-hmm. and fortitude and the whole thing. Mm-hmm. So Tyler is super blessed to have these two breweries in town, and we should support them. And both of them don't just serve beer. There's a variety of things that they do. Even if you want to go non-alcohol, it's fine too.
Yep.
Great root beer too. Mm-hmm. I mean, both of them have a lot to offer than just beer.
Yes, and Truvine on the Square is actually a place that any of our not official board meetings, we pretty much always meet there. Mm-hmm. Sometimes after hours, but sometimes during lunch because Rotola's is in there now. And so we will grab their Mediterranean wrap or salad. It's all delicious. You can get pizza by the slice down there as well. And we'll sit in there and have a conversation and get a lot of work done. It's so fun. I feel like I have the best job ever because I get to do that and just sit in this amazing space supporting local business owners and enjoying the fruits of their labor, mm-hmm. while also coming up with ways that we can, you know, promote them and celebrate them. So Truvine was actually a winner of one of our awards at our annual meeting this last January.
Very cool.
And Ryan gave the most incredible speech for his like acceptance speech. I was so
bad. It's all he just went off the cuff too.
Oh, it was.
That's how he is.
And I was in tears. I mean, I think everybody was. It was incredible. And I was so mad. I was like, I wish that I would have taken out my phone and recorded that because that was something that needed to just to live forever and for everyone to hear, because he was talking about, you know, it's hard work and having two locations, that's a lot, you know,
sure.
and downtown is, at most people, when you say Truvine, you come here, right? It's funny, because actually when we got here, I called you, I was like, hey, where are you? You're like, are you downtown?
Please don't tell me you're downtown, because I didn't see you.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's funny though, because now when I think Truvine, I think on the Square because it's somewhere I frequent so often. But so coming here, I'm like, oh, they have some new things. Some things have changed a little bit. It's been a while. Also, because it's been so hot.
Yeah.
Like, kids can, you can get Andy's, we can get our wine and beer, and we can sit in the living room of downtown and and enjoy. Both of those families are incredible. And yes, go downtown to True Vine, ETX Brewing, ETX. Support them.
Yeah, yeah.
There's always something going on.
I can't think of it. I mean, I can only think of maybe one more brewery that is like truly downtown in a spot where you want to be, where you can people watch and like see things that are, you know, it's, ETX is just a unique little spot to hang out.
It is.
And like St. Arnold's down in Easton, a beautiful place.
Very
great
simple.
Place to hang out. Mm-hmm. That's a high praise to put on anybody. So
for sure.
Yeah. All right. So we talked a little bit about the change that's happening in downtown.
Yes. Yes.
Some of it. Okay, let's get into the briar patch here.
Yes.
We've got a lot of construction that's happening.
There is a lot of construction.
A lot of moving parts and things of that nature. How are businesses in the heart of Tyler involved in trying to make sure folks that are used to going down there are prepared for those changes?
Yes. Well, I mean, I keep joking and I keep saying it's going to be painful. And I feel like it's kind of like being pregnant in the middle of summer. Like, it's really going to suck for a little bit. And that's okay, you know, because in the end, it's going to be so worth it. So the courthouse has been happening and it's looking incredible. So that is in full swing, but just at the very beginning of September, they broke ground on the downtown improvement project, which is really the square proper and a little bit off of the square. So over the last few weeks, I walk out and I see guys sitting on buckets, like painstakingly taking every single brick out, putting them on pallets because they're preserving all those bricks and they will be laid back down. I think something a lot of people don't realize is, yes, we're doing a lot of pretty things, right? We're gonna have this incredible new community space, you know, this big giant green space, a place for food trucks to come and farmers markets to happen and all of these incredible things. But we're also doing a lot of infrastructure work underneath the roads. So that's kind of what's happening now. So currently college is closed. And starting next week, I just got a press release actually before I came over here. They're gonna kind of expand it a little bit because things are moving quicker than expected. So that's a positive thing. It's gonna be a little painful, but then when it's finished, it's gonna be amazing. All the roads downtown are gonna be two-way. So there's going to be two lanes, but they're going to go both ways. It's not going to be one way anymore. There's going to be plenty of parking. And like I said, we're going to have that incredible green space in the middle, which I can't wait for because we talked a little bit about red dirt. But another thing that Heart of Tyler did way back in the day was something called Festival on the Square. And as a board, we've kind of talked about, like, we want to bring that back.
Mm.
That feels like something that could happen. And it's...
with that much space, pretty easy.
Yes, and
I mean, let's be honest. I mean, Lindale's just kind of doing it.
So we gotta get the infrastructure. and then we get.
And they do it almost twice a year.
Yeah.
With their wine events.
Yes. Yes. I mean, well, and Heart of Tyler used to have a wine swirl. Yeah. So we've talked about maybe reviving that.
Yeah,
you know,
it can happen.
Swirl around the square.
Yeah.
But. There's so much opportunity.
Yeah.
And the thing is that none of it is stopping. No businesses are closing. Everything
right.
is really the same. It's just the square in the middle is torn up. And right now college is a little torn up, but it's going to happen.
Right.
It's going
to, we were talking before, like, a former guest of the podcast, Lance, who owns Heritage, former culture,
yes.
He was like, hey, look, there's a parking garage a couple hundred feet away.
Yes.
I get it. It's going to be a little different. We're going to have to park maybe a little couple different spots mm-hmm. away, but we're still here.
Right.
So like if you're used to seeing your favorite server, your favorite bartender,
yep.
you want Andy's, you want whatever it is, it's still here.
Yep. All so there.
Don't be bashful about coming downtown. You may even find it more thought-provoking or maybe a little more adventurous.
Or find something new that you had never seen.
You may want to ask something before, that you yes. may not have seen before.
Absolutely.
Because you're used to parking a certain place and going straight there.
Right.
And now you're having to walk past it. That's how we ran into the wine bar down there.
Yes.
Unfortunately, not there anymore.
Yes.
But Pops, right? What was it called?
Pops is the one that's south.
Oh, that's right.
Oh.
But anyway.
Exactly what you're talking about.
The yeah. wine bar. Like, we didn't even know it was there, but we had to park ways away. We walked by and we were like, holy smokes, there's a wine bar here?
Right.
We walked in. It was beautiful. That's how you find new places.
Absolutely.
Is sometimes you have to get off the grid that you're used to going. And mm-hmm. so I think that's what we're trying to say is, look, yes, there's a lot of changes.
Mm-hmm.
But you may run into something or somebody that you haven't seen in a minute or have never noticed in the past. So
yes.
don't be afraid to go down there.
Yes. So we have Fair Parking Garage, which is right mm-hmm. next to ETX Brewing. And if you park in that garage and if you go out the back, so like by the library on College, mm-hmm. it's one block to get to Plaid Rabbit and
Heritage
East, and Prime 102 is right there on that corner, and
right.
Mucho Burritos right there. I mean, one block. So if when you think about it, it feels apart. If you park and you walk up Broadway, it is a little bit more of a trek because it's a little steeper incline, mm-hmm. I think, that way. Another thing, the city is doing something called microtransit, which is interesting. So if you go to Main Street Tyler's, you Google them or you go to their Instagram, you can find more information about it. But each ride is a dollar. And it's basically like a
golf cart ride?
Like a little Uber, right?
Okay.
So if you are worried about walking from the garage to Rick's or wherever you need to go, you can get on the little app and you can book a microtransit and it can take you. It even can take you like from Stanley's to downtown,
wow.
from downtown to Stanley's. You can go out of, there's ranges. If you go to the website, it'll give you a lot more information.
Okay.
But it's a really cool service that we're offering, or not we, the city is offering, that I think people don't really know about yet. And I'm hoping that they kind of get to know it because it's way cheaper than Uber.
Do you know the name of the service? Did you mention
it? It's microtransit.
Micro
is what it's called.
Transit.
Yes.
Okay.
And so that's a great service. But like I said, if you walk from that Fair parking garage up College, it's
one block.
It's one block.
Which I walk every year at Red Dirt.
Yes.
I walk probably three blocks.
Yes. And then there's the new parking garage on the other side of the courthouse. So the other day we were going to Don Juan's on the square and, you know, there wasn't any parking because it's Friday night, right? There's never parking for Don Juan's on a Friday night.
Right.
So we parked at that new garage and walked, I mean, literally just walked in front of the courthouse and we were there in maybe 5 minutes with three children. So
wow.
it was really easy. Something Heart of Tyler is kind of thinking about and trying to figure out the best way is the next 3 years-ish are going to be tricky.
Mm-hmm.
And so what are ways that we can support in a concrete way? And so there's a few things that we're looking at. We're looking at developing a PR campaign to talk about how downtown's for everyone. And we want to advertise and market to everyone in Tyler, but we also want to look at, you know, Lyndale and Mineola and places that are drivable and let them know like what's happening. It downtown's mm-hmm. for families, downtown's for working, downtown's for girls' night. It's for, you know, all kinds of things. So we have Discovery Science Place down there and,
right.
The Judge is a new bar that's a great place to go and have a cocktail for a date night or with girlfriends and or guys. They do a big whiskey.
Oh,
thing
really?
Too. Yeah. And so we're looking at that. The other piece that we're looking at is what is a physical thing that we can do to make those walks from those two garages, because there's a lot of parking there, more enjoyable. So an art installation or lighting or sounds, I don't know, different things that we could maybe do that can make it better for everybody. Also, if you're going to Prime or you're going to Andy's or Crema or any of those places in Plaza and Peoples, you can park in the Plaza garage. You can also park, there's a lot behind Plaza and Peoples across from Marvin Church. You can get a ticket and park in those spots. And then after you've gotten your ice cream or whatever, you can get it validated. And so it's free parking. So that's a service that they're offering. They've also created a lot of signage downtown showing you how to get to that lot and those that garage. So it's great.
I think just simply like showcasing maybe one business per week, or maybe just talking about ease.
Yeah.
You know, hey, look, this is, or how much it hasn't changed. I know that pretty much every business maybe has like a champion server or a champion bartender, maybe some outtakes for them, making the humanizing like the experience, and a lot of patrons and customers are gonna go, man, I miss going down there and seeing, you know, Billy or whoever it may be. It's just giving you some ideas.
I love it.
I don't particularly think that incentivizing is like trying to create business in a way where you're just like, oh, well, let's create a map.
Right.
Where you have to go see all these businesses and collect all these tokens. Mm-hmm. That's an idea a lot of people have, especially when you're dealing with a small area where you can, over a week, you hit all of these and then you get an entry into whatever, and which is an option. I mean, as obvious, just brainstorming here.
Right, yeah.
Humanizing the folks that can be impacted.
Yes.
Yeah. Critical, and telling their story and how much they want to serve. Because that's the hardest thing. During COVID, there are a lot of people that were impacted because they wanted to be busy.
Right.
They want to see their customers.
Mm-hmm.
They ask questions and they learn a lot about them, and they're part of their family and this, that, and the other. And then life complicates things. And that's what it feels like happening.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be that complicated.
Right, right.
Because once you get down there's some solutions there that are pretty easy.
Yep.
And just a couple hundred feet away, that's it.
Yep. Yeah. You're walking a little bit further. And you know what? The weather is starting to get really nice now. So it's a lot better than walking in 1,000 degrees. But And that it really is the incredible thing about downtown, and one of the things I love the most. Every day that I am down there, whether I'm there for fun on a date night or with my family or I'm there for work, the minute I step outside of my office or my car or whatever, I see someone I know. Mm-hmm. And I always joke that it feels like college all over again in some way, like Cheers, right? Like somebody knows your name. And we live, I know Tyler is a smaller town, but it's a lot bigger than two stoplights.
Yeah. It's spread out too.
And it is spread out. And there is so much development, you know, happening to the west, happening south, happening all over. But it's incredible the number of people that you run into in just that small area downtown at ETX Brewing or Moss or any of those places. It makes me so happy. And it reminds me of why I love Tyler so
100%.
And because people are, they're just the best.
Yeah. Well, East Texas, if you can think about a variety of cities, I always think about the downtown areas because a lot of them have a courthouse downtown. Yep. And there's a number of people that just go all over the state to try to get pictures in front of all the courthouses, mm-hmm. and collect them, mm-hmm. you know. And I believe that there is a romance to all downtowns, of especially East Texas, but everybody's downtown,
right.
But especially East Texas, mm-hmm. There is just that, it just shrinks things.
Mm-hmm.
To where it's just us.
Mm-hmm.
It takes you back years.
Right.
To where you're walking around. There's no cars.
Right.
You almost feel like there's no cars because you're walking.
Mm-hmm.
And you're seeing multiple places and you're visiting. And things slow down a little bit too. Mm-hmm. Where you're not, you know, trying to do as much as fast as you're used to doing.
Right.
That's why I like the Black Pearl, because you go there and you ask for a drink and it doesn't happen right away.
Right.
They're going to take their time,
mm-hmm.
and make it the way they want to make it and the craft way that it's intended to be made there.
Right.
And that's what I feel like there is in downtown, in many downtowns, but especially ours,
mm-hmm.
is that there's a romance to it.
Absolutely.
That you feel different. It doesn't feel like you're going to a fast food joint.
Right.
You're going somewhere that is going to know your name, treat you right.
Yep.
And give you a special excursion, experience,
mm-hmm.
whatever you want to call it. So
It really is the best. Like,
yeah.
Going into Don Juan's with my family, like, they know who we are.
Yeah.
They know, mm-hmm. what we're going to order most,
sure.
of the time.
Sure. Absolutely.
They know we need two quesos, not one.
Yes.
And
extra chips.
Maybe a Big Steve, depending. And it's just so special. And knowing that, like, I am purchasing this and I'm supporting someone who's working so hard and building something so great,
yeah.
and has so much passion, going and having lunch or dinner at Heritage East, like you can feel the love that goes into it, right?
100%.
With anything that you eat, Plaid Rabbit too. Like,
yeah,
it's just really special.
Yeah.
And I love being able to give back and to talk about all of these places,
yeah.
because we want to, over the next 2 or 3 years, we want to see them thrive, not just survive, because I think everyone's a little nervous, like, are we going to survive? We want them to thrive.
Yeah.
And so whatever we can do to really help that happen is important.
100%.
Because it's people and it's our community members that we're talking about. It's not just, you know, a big box,
right.
restaurant or chain. So anyways, yeah.
Yeah. So we mentioned a little bit about the October bar crawl.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So
let's talk about future plans, but that's kind of pretty immediate.
Yes. Yes. That
it's
is
like an
immediate
thing.
First future plan. So last year we did a Halloween bar crawl as our first one. It is so fun.
Oh, it sounds amazing.
Everybody dresses up. You get a lanyard with the different locations. You get a wristband with 10 drink tickets. It starts at Truvine on the square. And then you go in whatever order and whatever pace that you want. So we start at 6:30, and then you can go to the different locations. You give them your drink ticket. It is a half pour of a specialty themed cocktail.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can get a half pour of wine or beer. And then you can buy more drinks if you want, or get something to eat if you want, and then go on to the next place at your leisure. Then it all wraps up about 10 o'clock at ETX Brewing. So we start at Truvine, we end at ETX Brewing, and ETX Brewing throws a great Halloween party. Like I said, we piggyback on that. They do a costume contest and announce a winner, and they have a great band. And so everybody kind of ends up there, and it's a really fun night. So we've got a lot of bars participating. So Truvine, obviously, Prime 102 participates, Plaid Rabbit participates, and Plaid Rabbit last year was so fun. They had
it's a great space.
Yeah, they had somebody at the door looking like the Joker, and
mm-hmm.
that's how you got in. Perfect for Halloween bar, all that space. The Judge participates. 111 did not participate in Halloween last year, but they were part of our
March bar crawl. And that's such a fun space because you get to go up to the roof, yes. you get to see the city, the sun setting, and it's cool. Don Juan's on the Square participates, and Sports Zone participates. I'm trying to think of who I'm missing. Andy's participates, so you can
Rick's maybe?
Rick's doesn't.
Doesn't, okay.
But, you know, Rick's and Black Pearl stay super busy, and yeah. so they were worried about congestion
yeah.
and those types of things. But you can always go there for
sure.
for an after drink
yeah.
or on the way. And may or may not, Stanley's may or may not be a part of it this year. So we're working on the details for that. We might put them up at Liberty Hall and have a Halloween movie play in Liberty Hall.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah. So, you know, Heather Brown, too. Yeah. She's my girl. So
absolutely.
anyways, yeah. So the Halloween bar crawl is so fun. Tickets are $50. It's October 25th. Starts at 6:30, and it's a good time.
Yeah, for sure.
It will probably sell out because we're only going to have 150 tickets.
So. Oh, wow.
Yes. Yes. And this year we're adding swag bags. So nice. Every participant's going to get an awesome bag filled with goodies and maybe, you know, some electrolytes for the next day. Right. But it'll be fun.
So as I was kind of going through your website, I noticed there was a link for volunteers.
Yes.
So how would someone volunteer for Heart of Tyler?
Yes. So if you go to our website, there is a button that says volunteer. You can click on it and fill out your information. It puts you on our email list. So you'll get information about our events that we have going on, which I haven't even talked about some of the other events that we do, but and volunteer opportunities. We are a membership-based nonprofit. So every year at the beginning of the year, we have a membership drive, and our members get discounts on tickets for our events. They we're working on having some like members-only events. We always do a members-only happy hour at the end of our membership drive, and also get emailed opportunities to get involved and volunteer. But you can also, if you don't want to be a member, but you just want to find out what's going on, just go to that volunteer button and sign up. And we have different opportunities throughout the year as things come up.
Yeah.
East Texas Big Event is a big one that we always, you know, help with and participate with, and kind of a cleanup of downtown. But then we also have things like you can volunteer for the bar crawl and work a shift for one
so that's
hour.
March.
Yes, the
we have one in October.
Bar crawl in October, and then we did one in March this last year as well. We have Hot August Nights, which happens in August every year. It is an amazing event. We bring in local artists. They do live paintings, and then we auction those off. That proceeds don't go to Heart of Tyler. They go directly to those artists because they are our community members.
Sure.
We also have all the restaurants involved that are downtown. So Don Juan's does a shrimp cocktail for the starter. Rotolo's did a bread course. Prime 102 does prime rib, and Heritage East, they always do the appetizer, and it's different every year. This year it was like these grilled peaches that were amazing. And then Rick's always does their famous strawberry salad that they have. And so all of those restaurants provide different courses of the meal. Truvine does the beer and wine for the evening.
Okay.
So everybody gets two drink tickets, and it's a family style dinner. Everybody wears all white for the end of, to mark the end of summer, even though we'll still have 100 degree days for a while.
Sure.
But it's a really fun event, and no one donates anything. Everything is, we pay completely for them. And that's something to know for the bar crawl too. We do these events, and it's really multifaceted. We do them to give everybody exposure and get people down there to see what's happening and find their new favorite place. But we also want to contribute. And so we pay for the drinks that are served at the bar crawl. So when you're buying your ticket, that money is going directly back into those downtown businesses as well.
Right.
So. And same thing with Hot August Nights with all the food. We pay for all of it. We always have Lourdes Marie do some little cookies to go. And East Texas Brewing does the bread pudding, which is amazing.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So we pay all those businesses for those services. So putting that money back in. But we also raise money by getting sponsors and things like that. So
very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I noticed that you guys have like maybe 5 or 6 events.
Yes.
Total.
Yes. We are.
I'm not trying to put you on the spot.
No.
I'm trying to recall.
We're currently kind of in the process of doing some strategic planning and what is the next, you know, year or two going to look like, and then long term.
And there's not much during the holidays.
No.
Currently.
No. And that's kind of intentional because don't we all have so much going on the holidays? So October, the bar crawl is really our big event in the fall. So we have. In January, we have an annual meeting every year, which is a lot of fun. It's free to members, but then it's a low-cost ticket for non-members that they want to come. And then we have we've had a downtown disco the past few years that's been a lot of fun at the Greyhound, the March bar crawl, the October bar crawl, hot August nights, and
I think there's something in the spring, but I can't remember what it is.
Yes,
I just took a quick peek at the schedule.
We have a lot of things, but we're currently
maybe an Easter thing or something like that. I'm not sure.
The St. Patrick's Day bar crawl is in March. That's probably
a lot of bar crawl.
Yeah. Yes. But we are actually kind of in the process of strategic planning and kind of looking at what are our events. What do we need to add? And we've had a lot of conversations. We want to add some family things because that is one element. We do a lot of after hours, evening things, but we really want to add some family events. We're looking at ideas for that and what we can do differently and different ways we can support other businesses, not just restaurants and bars. So that's easy. That's the top of our list because that's a hard market to be in.
Yeah.
But we want to support everyone, Don.
Sure.
So.
I grew up in Louisiana. It sounds like a parade to me.
Yeah.
It definitely does.
Yes.
Very cool. It's been great to have you on.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. This is fun.
Well, so we wrap up every podcast, unless you have something else you want to talk about.
No.
I think we covered a lot of ground.
We did. I probably forgot some things.
It's okay.
Yeah.
If there's something that pops up, we can always attach it to the link.
Okay.
We can attach the link to the podcast on the page.
Perfect.
And then, of course, whatever we produce here tonight is yours. So, okay. I mean, you can share it and to your page or send it to colleagues, send it to potential donors, everything. That's our goal here with the podcast is to try to champion entrepreneurs and nonprofits.
Love it.
Love that we were connected. Heart of Tyler. I, when I put you on the schedule, I didn't really realize kind of, you know, what you guys did until I kind of dug into it a little bit more. And so love what you guys do. And we're down there as much as we can. I live in Lindale, so it's a little bit of hike.
Yeah.
But when we do go down there, it's great. We love everybody down there. Prime 102. We love Black Pearl, Rick's. Heritage. Plaid Rabbit's one of my favorite, my parents' favorite places to go.
Oh, good.
For the smoked old fashions.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like theatrical when they do it. So they love that. And my wife loves Don Juan's. Mina, you know, she's a huge fan. I think it's okay.
I love Don Juan.
But that's just me.
My oldest, why we have to order 2 quesos. That's like what he wants as his meal.
His dinner.
Yeah, that's what he wants for his meal. So, but that's like the only thing that he wants there. So, okay, fine.
Yeah. All right, so we like to end the podcast with shout outs. I kind of tipped you to that.
Yes.
So I'll turn it over to you and see who you'd like to give a shout out to tonight.
Yeah, do I only one or can I?
No, you can go the gamut.
Okay, all right. Well, number one, I got to thank my husband Ross because he's kind of the MVP. Yeah. And like the other night, it was a week ago actually, Heart of Tyler was helping with Smith County Historical. Mm-hmm. We did the bar for their annual meeting, helped in that way. And actually, it was Junior League of Tyler's 75th anniversary party, and I'm on the board for Junior League of Tyler as well, and so I had to be there.
Right.
And at the last minute, a few of our volunteers weren't able to come, and he was going to go to the Smith County event, but he wasn't planning on working in the bar, and I was like, I need you. So he ran the bar that night, and I'm like, oh, you missed your calling as a bartender.
Right.
But that's kind of who he is and how he helps me with all the things with three kids and, you know, a lot of volunteer opportunities for both of us. We were a good team, so I have to give him a shout out. And thanks for running the bar, Ross. Thanks.
Yeah.
And then Heather Brown is another one.
Oh, yeah.
Always and forever. She is the biggest cheerleader, and I wouldn't be here if it weren't for her.
Yeah, for sure.
Connecting that.
100%.
So thankful for her. And then Cassie.
Even though we got pushed back a week.
Yes, I know. Yes. Well, yes. Because,
thank you for my flexibility.
Yes, thank you very much. Yes, I'm going to give you a shout out for that. And that is because I had 75th anniversary yardie. Smith County Historical. I was like, I can't make all these things work. But Cassie Hollinshead is actually our current president. She works for Fair Oil, and she is such a champion for downtown and for nonprofits in general. She's incredible. Her and I meet weekly and just kind of talk through what I'm doing, what needs to happen, what's going on. And I am just so thankful for her encouragement and support and guidance through all of it. And our board in general is just incredible. I didn't really talk too much about that, but Anne Gilstrap's on our board.
Well, great.
Meg Mattis, who owns Rotolas, she's on our board. She's awesome. Andy Birkfeld, who is an unsung hero of downtown. And Mary Alice Guidry and Carlene Dark Bays. I'm sure you know a lot of these.
I know the names.
Names.
I've met a lot of them.
I mean, just incredible, incredible people who do so much for all of our community. AJ Evans, he's with ProThrow Willamette. He is really leading our strategic planning. He's also our treasurer. Surprising, right?
Mm-hmm.
The accountant is our treasurer. Just all of them have such a passion and a vision for downtown, but for our community as a whole. And I am always just in awe of the ideas and the things that people come up with and do, and it's just awesome. So I'm very thankful to be where I'm at.
Very cool.
That's
great to have you on.
Thanks.
Yeah, and learn more about Heart of Tyler and the downtown area, and put in a good word for me on the board.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you never know. I mean, look, I've been doing this for 2.5 years, a little bit more than 2.5 years, and I think we've just scraped the surface of, you know, opportunities and folks on. We've had a number of guests that have been very meaningful, and I think we're booked until next year, middle of next year, which is great because it's not hard getting entrepreneurs and nonprofits on when we're offering a free medium.
Yes.
Which a lot of nonprofits and entrepreneurs need. Mm-hmm. And so hopefully we're filling a void that is needed in Tyler. And we love it. You know, we have some sponsors that see the value in what we're doing and help us out, thankfully.
Yes.
So, and our next guest, potentially, we're still putting some pieces together, is the Junior League.
Well, it's Tyler Junior League. Yes. It's my other passion.
Yes. So we're hoping that they're going to be on. And the other thing is this, before we end this, is that in the 2 years I've been doing this, before I got started completely just, very tunnel vision and kind of, you know, oriented a certain way. And I have kind of a look of just a jock kind of thought process, and man, if things change, because when you're talking to a lot of nonprofits and entrepreneurs and seeing their passion and seeing their struggles and going to meetings, I've been a lot of meetings at Patricia Glass's place, I can't remember the name of it, on Broadway.
Yes.
And you're listening to, like, you know, how they're trying to make a couple $100 and then you talk to people like at PATH. And they're trying to provide fans for people that are struggling with heat exhaustion and stuff like that.
Yep.
It's like you get grounded real fast.
Yes.
you understand how, where you're at in things. And so
yep.
It's been a huge learning opportunity. I've enjoyed it immensely. It's been super fun. Learning about the Heart of Tyler and everywhere else. So hopefully get to learn about the Junior League.
Yes, maybe I'll come back with Carrie. Maybe we'll just like have a round two.
Yes, round two. And then my next guest after that is Compliments of Caroline, who they lost their daughter, and her Caroline, and the it's a couple, and I can't remember her. I know the husband's name, but the wife's name, I can't remember her name off the top of my head. I think it's Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Don't hold me to it, Brett, if I got it wrong. But she donated her breast milk after she lost the daughter.
That's amazing.
And then realized that, hey, this is something that happens more often than I realize. Mm-hmm. And or overproducers and things of that nature.
Right.
So they opened a nonprofit that helps underproducers or non-producers mm-hmm. produce. And so they have a nonprofit that does that. And we're going to have amazing. Them on and talk about how they raise funds and how they reach out and things of that nature.
That's awesome.
So, yeah.
Truly, like, well, two things. One, thank you so much for doing this and for inviting me, because it's so fun to share and reach people that mm-hmm. maybe don't know about the things that Heart of Tyler is doing. So I'm so thankful.
Yeah.
But two, like, our city is incredible,
mm-hmm.
and there are so many, or our area, right? Like, if you just look at Smith County as a whole, the amount of things that are happening to help people and to help small businesses, to help people who are in a tough spot, to help people who are hungry, it's absolutely astounding.
Mm-hmm.
And it blows me away how giving and loving and just willing people are here.
It's easy to latch on to the negatives, but then it's very rewarding when you can produce something that's good like this.
Absolutely.
And give people some like insight on what's happening, the good. And
because I think 9 times out of 10 people just don't know.
Yeah.
Because as much as any nonprofit is going to market or talk about it or share, people still don't know, you know? Yeah. And so that's something that I love about the Junior League is we get to see so many things, because people come to us for grants. And when we give money, we are also giving volunteer hours. So we're opening that up to our membership. Like mm-hmm. we're giving them this amount of money, but we also are going to give them X amount of hours of volunteer service. And so then you get to go and serve in the community and be the hands and feet, you know, in these places. So yeah, my two favorites.
Yeah.
Heart of Tyler, Junior League of Tyler.
We're going to check both of them off.
Yeah, I love it.
See you soon.
I love it.
All right. Hey, it was great to have you on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You
too.
And, great to have Heart of Tyler on and be a part of the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, enjoyed it. And looking forward to Saturday when we get it produced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
All right.
Thank you so much.
There's another episode, and looking forward to the next. Thank you so much. We'll see you next time.